This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight we're going to talk to Dr. Ellen Cutler about enzymes, her new book about enzymes and allergies, and about how to improve your health using enzymes. How are you, Dr. Cutler?
Good, great. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Doing great. So, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where people can find you, where people can find your products, how people can contact you, and then we'll get going.
Yes, my website is bioset.net, BIOSET.net, and I am a chiropractor, and I also have a degree in medicine as well, and I've been involved in natural healing for almost 30 years and have specialized in complementary medicine, especially the use of enzymes for health and longevity, and have written 6 books, and one of my latest books is specifically on the miracle of enzymes, and it's called Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Powers of Enzymes. And I'm really happy to be with you. I teach doctors all over the world who come and do seminars, because I also developed another a technique called Bioset that actually helps with eliminating or working with sensitivities and different allergies for many chronic health problems. And one part of that is the use of enzymes. And so I teach doctors what enzymes are about, the study of them, and how to incorporate them in their practice.
And do you have an email or a phone number for
your
office?
Yes. The email is Dr. Ellen at bioset.net. So it's BIOSET.net.
Okay, good. Fabulous. Well, I have to tell you, this interview comes at an interesting time in my life. So I've got a lot of questions. Some interesting things have happened to my health that I know probably happened to a lot of people when they hit middle age.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, people on my show typically know what enzymes are. So I'd like for you to talk about the difference between proteolytic enzymes and digestive enzymes. And does it matter if we take them on a full stomach or an empty stomach? And
well,
how do we know which one
question,
we need?
Eva, you know, enzymes are catalysts, and they make and help things work more efficiently in the body. So there are digestive enzymes and there are systemic enzymes. And the reason I differentiate those is because I have worked and put together a line of enzymes that are for digestion as well as for systemic problems, or for specifically things like inflammation or reducing pain and increasing healing in the body. So proteolytic enzymes basically means those are enzymes that specifically work to break down protein. But those enzymes, when they're taken in between meals, can also be very instrumental in helping reduce inflammation. So proteolytic enzymes is a good term that can be used for good digestion as well as helping reduce inflammation in the body. And a lot of chronic health problems are a result of inflammation. And it is a great time to talk about enzymes because it's the start of a new year and people have overeaten over the past few weeks and have probably gained some weight or feel a little bit toxic, don't feel as good as they should because they've eaten foods that are not as good for them, and they're probably eating too much food and not digesting their food as well as they should, which can cause some chronic health problems and certain things that start occurring after the new year. So it's a great time to talk about this and a good time to begin looking at what you're eating and incorporating something like enzymes in your daily diet.
Now, I lost my train of thought what I was going to ask you. Do you have to use are there cofactors to use with enzymes to accomplish different things?
You know, the body itself produces enzymes, and those enzymes do need cofactors in order for them to work efficiently. Companies that make enzymes, for example, I have put a lot of time and effort in putting together a line of enzymes because I wanted the best products out there for my patients and for my family. So I've spent years putting together a line of digestive enzymes and systemic enzymes. In fact, we have a consumer enzyme that's coming out in the next couple of months called MicroMiracles. We also have a professional line called BioSet Enzymes that's available through a professional and can be done online as well because we can hook you up with a professional. Those enzyme products do have cofactors inherently in them, so they don't need to be taken with other cofactors, Eva. So they're already in the formulas.
Okay.
And the best enzymes to take, there's so much to learn about it, but three things that are important. One of them, the best enzymes to take for digestion are vegetarian enzymes. They have worked the best for adequate, optimal digestion over a long period of time rather than doing animal enzymes. Enzymes are not the superior enzymes for digestion. So if you're going to look for a digestive enzyme, you can certainly visit my website. You can go into the healthy store, but look for an enzyme that is a vegetarian. That is the best one for digestion. And for most people, just taking a good digestive enzyme, even once a day, can improve their health, improve their ability to utilize their foods, their nutrients from their foods, and also reduce inflammation as well. And so investing in a supplement, you know, people buy all kinds of different supplements. One of the best things that you can learn and start doing in the new year is investing in an enzyme, because that can replace a lot of other different supplements.
Mm-hmm. I have two questions here. One, I want to talk about dosage, but the first one I want to, what is the difference between your professional and your consumer enzymes?
Excuse me, say that again?
You said you had two. You had a normal consumer, but you also had a professional.
Right.
What's the difference?
The consumer enzyme is not as potent as the professional line, but it's definitely very, very, very good as far as the utilizing it for consumer. The professional enzyme is given through a professional health practitioner. And the consumer enzyme, which is going to be a delicious, chewable, digestive enzyme that does not have any sugar in it. It is a delicious enzyme. We also have that in the professional as well. And now we have an even better and more delicious one in the consumer enzyme. It also, what's really, sets this apart from other enzymes, it also has the ability to digest gluten, which is in wheat and some other grains, and casein, which is in milk. So it's a very complete, wide, full-spectrum digestive enzyme that anybody can take, any age, from a little child to an elderly, and believe me, they taste great. And you can find that via our website, going into bioset.net. We're going to have a website for MicroMiracles as well. And we're going to have a whole line of consumer enzymes, too. And if you feel you need another enzyme, we can also help that consumer through the BioSet enzymes when they visit our website.
So the professional is more potent.
It's a little bit more potent. That's why it should be supervised, and that's why it is recommended by a professional.
What happens? I mean, I didn't realize that you could really take too many enzymes. I'd interviewed somebody else a while back, and they said you're not going to hurt yourself taking enzymes.
No, it was probably me.
No, it wasn't that. You. It was somebody else that manufactured enzymes.
No, you can't take too many enzymes, but our systemic enzymes, Eva, also have other products in them. They have some herbs, some foods, some minerals. So those are called the systemic enzymes. For example, we have an enzyme that is good for soft tissue injuries. Let's say you had a sprain or a strain. There are certain herbs in there in an enzyme formula that is good for sprains and strains. It's excellent for chiropractors or other doctors that deal with sports injuries. That enzyme is through the Biocet Professional line. Those enzymes probably are better off recommended through a healthcare practitioner. The digestive enzymes, which is similar to our MicroMiracles, are all very, very similar, and you can't really take too many of those digestive enzymes.
I guess one of the things people would have to be careful of is if they had blood problems that could thin your blood out. And
that's right. That's why we have consultants on hand. We have doctors available immediately if somebody needs to email or talk to, basically just to ensure that what they're taking will not conflict with anything else they're taking.
Okay.
Because it's important. I think there's more that's come out about that as well. But most of our enzymes are completely safe for all ages and really cannot overdose on any of them. And like I said, this new MicroMiracles enzyme, Chewable, there's really no chewable digestive enzyme out there. And it's something that took many years for me to put together, and we're very excited about it. And it's great for children, so they can take their digestive enzyme as well. And I have seen tremendous results, Eva, in children who have chronic sinus problems or asthma or problems with attention and performance in school, because food sensitivities are a common cause of that, and when you take a digestive enzyme, it will reduce or sometimes eliminate those food sensitivities, which can help with those specific health situations. So I do recommend everybody take an enzyme. That's been my motto for almost 30 years,
now,
especially children or people who are dealing with chronic health problems, for sure.
If someone... let's just talk across the board here, just enzymes rather than a specific product on this question.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody were just going to go and follow your advice and take a digestive enzyme or a systemic enzyme, how would they know, particularly digestion, say they have a corn allergy, how would they know how much they should take? Do you judge by your symptoms?
Right. First of all, if my book, MicroMiracles, has
You have another one on allergies. What's the name of that?
Yeah, the other one on allergies, I have one called The Food Allergy Cure. That was my first book. And then my recent book is actually Live Free from Asthma and Allergies.
Okay.
And the books on the food allergy cure and the asthma talk about the Biocet system, which does include this conversation about enzymes as well.
Okay.
And most people, Eva, do well with taking one digestive enzyme with every meal, or at least with one or two meals a day. Some people, based on how much they're eating, might do better taking two enzymes or sometimes three enzymes. For example, some people feel that when they eat or drink alcohol, maybe it helps reduce some of the symptoms that they're experiencing if they take maybe three digestive enzymes before they drink, for example, or with a bigger meal, or if you're eating a lot of food combinations. But if you're getting a really good full-spectrum vegetarian digestive enzyme, usually one enzyme either 10 minutes before you eat or right at the first bite is usually sufficient for most people.
Okay. I want to give you several chronic illnesses that people have, and I'll just list them, and you can spend however much time or however little time you want on them. I just want to see what you know. Talk about hypercholesterolemia.
Yes.
Neuropathies, diabetes, metabolic disorder, the syndrome X, and arthritis. Mm-hmm. And lastly, candida.
That's a great one.
And gastric reflux. Can't leave that one out.
Came out with a wonderful candida enzyme, actually.
How do you get rid of that?
So
stuff?
Fantastic, huh?
How do you get rid of that? Do you deal with it, or can you really get rid of it?
Well, the Biostead principle is something that I've put together over, again, many years that incorporates three aspects of healing. One of them is enzyme therapy and nutrition. The second is helping the body detoxify adequately. And the third part is a very unique revolutionary desensitization process that's based on energy medicine, meridian therapy, and acupressure that really is successful in eliminating almost permanently from many things many of these sensitivities. So candida is a very good topic to talk about first anyway. I have felt for many years that everybody has yeast or candida in their system, but the people that suffer some of the symptoms maybe are the ones that have a sensitivity to those candida or those
organisms. Is it a fungus? What is it?
It is a type of fungus. So they're all in the same category, yeast and fungus. I put them all in one category.
Okay.
And there are many different candidas. And there are many different molds, and there's molds that are in the environment, and then there's systemic fungus as well, that the body can also have sensitivities that could cause certain symptoms, and some of the symptoms that people experience is some of the digestive problems. A lot of people have asthma, also have problems with mold or fungus. It can cause many rashes or skin problems. Infertility and, vaginal infections, of course, as well as other things, you know, from hypoglycemia or low blood sugar to even attention deficit.
Candida contributes to hypoglycemia?
Hypoglycemia, which actually used to be what candida was many, many years ago.
Tell me about that in detail, because just having a conversation with somebody about that an hour ago.
About hypoglycemia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, that people who when their blood sugar gets a little bit low, they find they have symptoms, and they can feel dizzy and crave foods and notice some other symptoms relative to their low blood sugar, okay? And candida has those similar symptoms as well for some people.
How does that happen? I don't understand. On a cellular level, what goes on to make low blood sugar with candida and enzymes? What happens there?
When you're the way I look at it too is that when a person has a difficulty digesting or breaking down the food, they're not utilizing those foods adequately.
Okay.
So you're eating all these carbohydrates or eating this protein, and you're not making the necessary or not utilizing the necessary food nutrients that you need, and one of them is sugars. So if you're not, you can become low in sugars.
Oh, well, that makes sense, because the candida eats it all up, right, and bloats out.
Yeah, well...
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the way I can see it in my head.
So,
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and the thing is that if... Again, it's not so, from my point of view, it's not so much that somebody has a high titer of candida, it's that they're sensitive to it. They will elicit those many symptoms that are a result of candida. And so the way I approach it is, again, get to the root of what's going on, digest your food, utilize a probiotic, and that's something I recommend to all my patients and recommend doctors, equally recommend it to their patients. That's very important, just to infiltrate the body with the good, healthy bacteria.
What strains? Because I know there's 1,000 bottles that say probiotic.
Yeah, I know.
You know, how do you know what strains are the most, you know, the ones out there right now?
Yeah, well, most of the probiotics that you're going to find are probably going to be adequate for most people, although if you're dealing with more of a health situation such as candida you were talking about or fibromyalgia, you probably really need a more potent probiotic that has, a billions of the bacteria and all the different species
So you can just take more of it and you'll be okay?
Excuse me?
You can just take a greater quantity if it's not enough?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and again, I have a vegetarian one. There's vegetarian. There's some that are, derived from milk.
Okay.
And so it depends on which particular one your body or you or your health practitioner recommends.
Okay.
But it's good for everybody to do that because it also supports a healthy immune system as well. So even it's coming out in our conventional medical literature that probiotics are very important.
It's about time.
Yes, right. We've been saying it for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my three things that I recommend everyone take, Eva, is a good digestive enzyme. And there are different, like BioSave has different digestive enzymes. One that is, they're all full spectrum, but some are focused on carbohydrates, some are more focused on protein, some on fat, and some on fiber. Or one that is just a pretty multi-digestive enzyme that's probably our most potent. Most people would do well just on the full spectrum digestion or digestive enzyme. Some people do better with more of a carbohydrate digestive enzyme, which has all the carbohydrate enzymes in it. Some do better with more focus on protein. It can depend
right.
on what you eat. And pretty much you can decide on what's best if you look at what food you crave. If you crave a lot of protein, you would probably do better on a good protein digestive enzyme.
And so if you're craving
all
something...
about that through my book and through my website.
If you're craving, you sent me your book,
yes.
And I've searched my house over for it, but I have a lot of people that comes in and out of
my
house.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
And I think somebody snatched it.
That happens a lot. I would have sent you another one. I'll send you another one tomorrow.
I spent probably 2 hours looking for that book.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I would have sent it to you.
And I know somebody snatched it and, you know, intend to bring it back, but just never got back here.
Yeah.
So I tell you, I have to tell you this because I've never had any problems with anything digesting, but about 2 or 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden one day I ate something, and I bloated out so big I felt mm-hmm. like I was pregnant again. You know, it was like a basketball was down there, and I was like, oh, my God, this is what people are talking about to need
right.
enzyme. And it happened suddenly, and I'm 49 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it happens. But you know what? It's usually not sudden. It's probably been there for a long time. But, you know, as you get older, you do become enzyme. You become a little bit more deficient in those enzymes. That's why it is important to begin looking into supplementing with a good digestive enzyme.
So what do you suggest for all of these genetically modified foods we're having to eat now?
Well, better to look for good, organic, healthy foods. And I'm a raw fooder, and I think it's better if people would learn more about eating more raw food and eating less processed food. That's a good thing, too.
So you're totally raw?
Yes.
How do you get your children to do that?
My children are not.
Okay.
They'll decide on their own what to do.
My little one.
They're old enough to make a decision, but they trust me, that both of them eat more raw food than probably many of their friends or classmates, for sure.
That's wonderful. What about, I noticed I scavenged the internet since I couldn't find that book, skin brushing.
I found that very interesting. It's in my book, and I recommend it. Very good as a good detoxification process to do every day. It's great,
Tell us what that is and what happens.
Well, you can buy a vegetable brush in a health food store, which is not a loofer. It's a long brush that you use before you take a shower. So you brush your skin vigorously for a few minutes, at least 3 times a week before you actually take a shower. And that is very good for detoxification and eliminating any of the dead skin that you have. Because doing it in the shower just doesn't do it. Doing it before, and you probably can only do it for a minute or so, because it definitely takes time to,
so what happens
to accommodate to doing that.
People would laugh if you say brush your skin, typical
very important
public. So what happens?
Well, it hurts a little bit when you first start to do it, but once you learn, you feel very energized after you do it, because it's a great way to just help the body eliminate and purify before you take a shower. So when you get out of the shower, you feel really good. But don't do it on your face, and women shouldn't do it on their breasts. So everywhere else is fine to do for skin brushing. So, buy a long brush, and, looking at helping and supporting the body's detoxification is very, very important, because a lot of people, for example, you talked about bloating, a lot of symptoms that people experience sometimes is not so much that they're allergic. People talk about being allergic to all these things. It's not so much they're allergic to all this. They're just not detoxifying adequately. And supporting that detoxification process is what they probably need to learn. And I actually have a chapter in all of my books about detoxification, because it's just such an important part of a good, healthy, healing regimen, and certainly part of my bioset system. And I do recommend, I have certain homeopathics that I use that have been made for the bioset system and formulated, but there are other ways that you can detoxify, and one of them is drinking more, remembering to drink water, exercising, breathing, and this skin brushing is very important. Those are really simple things that anybody can do.
What does the skin brushing do? Does it stimulate lymph, or what does it do? Arteries?
Remember, the skin is one of our largest organs of detoxification, so it just helps get rid of the dead skin and, opens up those pores so the body can, when your skin's not working properly, it affects other parts of the body, like large intestine. Well, when large intestine's not working, your skin, they go hand in hand. So if you look at a person that skin's not healthy, I immediately think of maybe that their bowels are not working as well as they should.
Okay.
So helping with one of them will also support and help the other area of elimination. Remember, we have the lungs for breathing. You have the kidneys, which is the urinary system. You have the lymph. You have the skin and the bowels for helping the body eliminate it adequately every day.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We forget about the skin.
Yeah, the digestive enzymes also help support the detoxification process
too. Okay.
And it's very important. One thing also, as a woman gets into her 50s, they go through menopause. Menopausal symptoms can be prevented and definitely resolved by good digestion, eating more raw food, eliminating foods that are just inflammatory, and helping with the detoxification process. That's where I've worked with women for a long time. There's no reason women need to go through symptoms during menopause or premenopausal. They should be able to go through it very easily and with no symptoms. And a lot of it has to do with what foods they're choosing to eat, not digesting their foods, and like I said, detoxification, not adequately detoxifying. Digestive enzymes can make such a difference. They can also support the immune system. They increase your energy. They are the key to longevity, and they stop food cravings, so they're really, really important for weight loss. So that's why I call them micro-miracles.
Now, I wanted to ask about that. So you're saying that if you're craving something, that you're needing an enzyme to explain that. I'm not quite sure about that.
What I always say to my patients, if you're craving a food, sure enough, that food you're sensitive to. If you're thinking about that food every day, I would say that you probably have a sensitivity to that food, which means that your body is not agreeing with you. You're reacting to it unnaturally. Taking a digestive enzyme can help reduce that craving, sometimes can help eliminate that sensitivity. Sometimes it can. Sometimes you need to eliminate that food or look into the biostat system of actually desensitizing to it. And that's where you can actually do it at home or see a biostat practitioner.
That's interesting. So what about minerals and enzymes? You talk about you need enzymes to extract minerals from your food.
Exactly. You know, well, people take so many supplements. People come in to see me sometimes with suitcases of supplements that they have accumulated over 2 years, and literally suitcases. And there's all kinds of supplements, and sure enough, minerals are in there as well as other vitamins. And there are certain things for certain people that are probably necessary, and that's more individual. I developed an enzyme called my bone enzyme that actually is a mineral enzyme. It helps support your utilization of minerals from foods as well as helping with supplementing some minerals in the body at smaller doses. Because when you take it with foods and you're taking it in an enzyme, it's a catalyst, so it optimizes the utilization of the minerals from the foods. You need to take less supplements. You need less higher potency supplements, which sometimes, Eva, can be more toxic than effective for them. So these are things that are really something to look into. Again, when you look at what you're eating and you're examining the food you're putting in your mouth, that's a first step in digesting the food. Then maybe other supplements are needed. There's probably no reason to take higher doses of vitamins and minerals when you are eating your foods and digesting your foods adequately. That's where I come from. That's where I've come from for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. So if you're taking a poor quality, let's say, for example, magnesium gluconate, something that's poorly absorbed, would that help absorb more, get better use out of that?
Exactly. That's what it does. So it's a catalyst. It optimizes the utilization of vitamins and minerals. And also, you probably need less supplementation if you're helping support the adequate utilization of the nutrition, the good nutrition that you're taking in every day. And that's where raw foods are really important. Eating more raw foods is getting those supplements.
And you really mean organic raw foods, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
That's optimal. You know, hopefully people can do that. For sure.
So what about, I got my list of stuff here to add. You said something, I also read something interesting. No, if you have allergies, no vinegar for a week or so. What does vinegar do to you?
Vinegar can be, people who have chronic asthma or chronic sinus infections, and maybe are dealing with candida issues, vinegar may be a food that could promote more symptoms. So it's something to look at. Many people are sensitive to, like when people come to see me, Eva, one of the things that I do in their initial evaluation is evaluating food sensitivities. And I go through, you know, almost 100 different foods from all the different categories to see which food they're sensitive to. So they have a list. And many of those foods sometimes are okay if you take a digestive enzyme because it helps reduce the intolerance to that food. So sometimes an enzyme alone can make a difference. Some of the foods are very common. Like you talked about bloating. One of the most common foods for women in bloating is actually soy. Most people are sensitive to soy, especially women. and they start eating it to maybe supply some of their estrogen when they are noticing their bodies a little bit fluctuating with estrogen. It can cause a lot of bloating. It's very common. Vinegar is another one of those foods, too. So evaluating that, and sometimes an enzyme can help with reducing the sensitivities, but certainly that food can be desensitized with the Biocet desensitization process.
Okay. Does it matter whether it's apple, you know, so many people talk about taking apple cider vinegar, and I'm not really sure what it does, but I hear people talk about that.
Right.
Is it the same as regular vinegar?
Well, there are different types. There's apple cider, there's wine vinegar, there's balsamic vinegar, there's rice vinegar.
So any kind of vinegar.
Some people do better with some than others.
Okay.
You know, again, that can be something that you can even learn how to test yourself. You know, I talk about in my book about doing muscle testing, which is becoming more known and appreciated for evaluating food sensitivities, you know. And there are lots of different ways to do it. One of the ways that I recommend that's so easy is that if you're wondering if you're sensitive to a food, if maybe that food, like you could go home and look at the food you ate that night and see which food maybe gave me some of that problems or caused some of the bloating. What I recommend is you can take a heavy book and try to hold that book. If you can lift it up ordinarily, and then if you put one of those, the other food in your other hand while you're lifting that book, if you can hold that book up, sure enough, you're probably sensitive to that food.
That's a very interesting way to do that.
Yeah, it works really, really well. Because some people can't quite get the muscle testing, and I talk about O-ring, and that takes a little practice. But this is so easy. When I tell people to do that, they get so excited. So it means that that food, people talk about being allergies. I don't really talk about allergies because there's so many misinterpretations of what that word means.
Yes.
And it can get you into trouble. But if you talk about sensitivity, it means that it must be bothering your muscles. It's making you weak. It's probably not good for you, right?
Right.
So it's great. And the best way to experiment with that is take some Sweet and Low or NutraSweet, because everybody is sensitive to that.
Right.
And put it in your hand and lift that book. Sure enough, you're going to not be able to lift that book.
And I would assume you hold your hand straight out.
Hold your hand straight out. Try to lift. If you can lift it ordinarily, it doesn't even matter. Hold it anyway. If you can get a good textbook or a dictionary or encyclopedia, lift that book. If you can lift that book ordinarily, great. If you put that other food in your hand, like a NutraSweet, you can have to open the pack, just put the package in that other hand. If you can't lift that book, you're having trouble with that food.
What a great
way to
do it.
Now, some people can be sensitive to everything they're eating. I have seen it. And people, these are like, I call them the train wrecks, you know, people who have suffered chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or asthma. They're sensitive to a lot of things. That's why they're in the state that they're in. Now, taking a digestive enzyme can sometimes remedy that. So what I would say is take a digestive enzyme for a period of a few days, then do that again with that food. You might be surprised that you might be less sensitive to it.
Interesting. That's one of my questions. How long does it take?
What that woman said was right.
Right?
Right? Because it's true. I've seen this for many, many years. Because when I first started taking enzymes saved my life.
Tell me about it.
Well, I had terrible digestion ever since I was a little girl. Terrible. And my parents ignored me, basically. They didn't really, you know, if it wasn't life-threatening, it wasn't anything to discuss.
Probably didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was bloated all the time. I could never wear any pants that buttoned, ever. I was always jealous of other girls that could wear these tight jeans. I could never do that. And I wasn't overweight. I was just bloated all the time. And I thought, Eva, I'd have to suffer this the rest of my life. Then when I started professional school, and I had to go to school in the morning, and I worked at night, and I really literally had 4 or 5 hours of sleep because I had to study after I came home from work because I had to support myself. It got so much worse. I could only live on one food. The only thing I could eat was grapes. Everything else made me bloated and tired, and I was desperate. So I finally got diagnosed with colitis, ulcerative colitis. And the medical doctor said the only thing that I could do was take steroids and probably have surgery at some point in my life. And here I'm in chiropractic school. I said, no way I was going to do that. So I looked at every single thing you can imagine. I tried every supplement you ever heard of. Everything made me worse. Then, after I graduated school, and I took a postgraduate class, and one of the doctors knew what I was going through, and he said, Ellen, he said, did you ever hear of enzymes? And at that time, it was on the radar. Nobody knew about enzymes. Nobody. Now, when you talk about people, you know, nobody understood. So I went and found somebody that did a similar evaluation that I do now. And he recommended, he said I was intolerant to sugars and starches, which made sense because I craved sugars. And I was, you know, craving grapes, of course. And he recommended I take a digestive enzyme to help break down sugars and starches, which is exactly the one that I still take now that I formulated myself, which is even a more potent and more full spectrum. And 2 weeks after I took that enzyme, never, ever had a problem again. Never.
I'm going to email you tomorrow.
But not only did I notice my digestion improved, I had more energy, my hair, my skin, my nails. I could live on less sleep. I didn't crave food. Everything improved. And I said, this is phenomenal. These are miracles. So in my practice, I had a huge practice. I gave everybody who came in to see me, I didn't care if they had a low back pain or if they had a sprained their big toe or they had headaches, I gave them a digestive enzyme and protease, which is what I give to everyone still. All of that work and all of those stories are in my book, Micro Miracles, because they truly are clinically tested to be the best overall supplement that anyone can take without any problem, take forever, and they'll do more than any of those things out there, trust me.
Well, I'm going to call you tomorrow and get some of this bloating.
There's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't come back and say, oh, my God, why didn't I find these a long time ago? I'm never bloated anymore, or, you know, I don't crave foods, or I lost 10 pounds right away.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They are miracles, you know, and of course there are more and more people, but you want to find a good digestive enzyme, and again, truly the best is a vegetarian full-spectrum digestive enzyme. Animal enzymes might be good for some things, but they're not the best for digestion. Trust me, I've tried them all.
Yeah, and I would imagine I believe that, you know, when you slaughter animals in the way that you slaughter them and make
them
live.
I'm always afraid of
their angry cells, you know.
That's right, exactly. Right, you know, and watch what you're eating. And then the best enzymes are eating some raw food. At least have a good salad every day. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that people don't have a salad every day.
How long do the enzymes last in foods? You know,
as far as in your food that you're eating.
In the grocery store, I mean, if you buy a head of lettuce, how long are those enzymes active?
No, they last. You know, and they last until you chew them or until you cook it, for sure. You know, when you cook a food above 118 degrees, it does denature the enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get the full supply or the power of those enzymes. That's why you want to have some raw food every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is that you just eat raw food, you got to really chew it well. You know, raw food do have all the enzymes, but in order to utilize those enzymes, you've got to chew that food. And
okay.
Really, it's said about up to 30 times. If you ever try doing that, you probably have 2 bites in your dinner, and that's it. So that's why enzymes are important. And the food dribbles down your mouth if you try to chew that. When I was writing my book, I did that. I tried, my family, we went out to eat, and we all tried to chew our food 30 times, and it's the best way to lose weight because you really eat. You eat a third of what your plate has in front of you. So to help with that, you digestive enzymes. And when you start taking an enzyme, you get full, you won't eat as much. People eat way too much food.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about hypercholesterolemia you were talking about, or some of these metabolic problems. A lot of it has to do with not so much genetics, but it has to do with how much food they're putting in, what kind of food they're putting in, how they're not breaking that down, and even food they're sensitive to. You know, a lot of those things can be taken care of through just a good natural change in your lifestyle. And that's where I come from, for sure. That's the most important.
What about bipolar problems and depression? Does it affect that at all?
Well, you know, bipolar is something that I haven't put that much attention on, but depression I have.
And or attention deficit.
Food sensitivities can, at least mild depression, you know, severe depression is a whole other thing that is probably not in my field at the moment, but mild depression or mood swings definitely can be a result of food sensitivities. And the other thing that people need to know is you can be sensitive to your own hormones.
What do you mean?
You can be reacting to your own hormones. Most women do react to their own hormones. I've hardly met a woman that doesn't. And
mean like the mood swings and things?
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And
okay.
The biofeedback system teaches you can even do it yourself, or the practitioners who have studied BioSet know how to actually desensitize you or help you so that you're not sensitive to your own hormones, which can make a huge difference for young women going through premenstrual tension or dysmenorrhea.
Or turning into monsters, maybe.
And menopause, too.
I have a 15-year-old that turns into a monster for a few days out of every month.
No, you know, it makes such a difference to help them with that. I do that a lot, and you'll have to learn about it. We have someone good in Atlanta, by the way.
You do? Who?
Yes, that we can refer you to.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Dr. Hill. He's on our referral. We have a referral list. If you go to biofit.net, we have doctors or health practitioners all over the country, actually the world, that have studied BioSet and are certified BioSet practitioners that you can visit, and we'll help you with that.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
Do they take insurance? That's another thing. Does insurance coding allow
for... Well, it depends on what their particular, health modality is. Some do and some don't. Someday we will have BioSet insurance that would be... is a future goal for sure.
Okay, let's see. Arthritis.
Arthritis is a great topic.
And let's see, it's 10:50, so we have to hang up at 3 minutes till.
3 minutes, okay.
Or he'll just cut us off. So.
Oh, okay. Well, arthritis is very good. Just briefly, what the way I look at it is everyone over 50 years old has some arthritic changes in their body. But why do some people experience pain and why some people don't? A lot of it has to do with their poor diet. Again, looking at poor digestion, looking at sensitivity to foods, and eating foods that are less inflammatory. One of the things I don't want to not talk about before I hang up is I am a no-grain doctor. I try to take most patients or most people off of grains, especially if you're dealing with arthritis pain. And okay. I'm talking about grains such as rice and wheat and
any kind of rice.
Any kind of rice.
Doesn't matter if it's white or
rice
black.
Is okay.
Or...
The only grains which are more like they're not really grains. They're seeds. Are quinoa, wild rice, and buckwheat are fine.
Okay.
So those are okay.
What about barley?
Barley, not good. Barley's great. They're very highly pro-inflammatory, which means it's going to cause more joint pain. And it takes about 10 days to go off to, it's going off of those, takes about 10 days to experience some relief. And if you go on my website, order the enzyme called protease, which is great, taking in between meals helps reduce inflammation. Getting on a good digestive enzyme, the protein digestive enzyme, works really well, a probiotic. And I also have a very good soft tissue disc enzyme. Those are the ones that I would give for someone dealing with arthritis.
And does it matter if it's just the regular degenerative or
either way, they're both now actually looked at, both of them, as an autoimmune, which again has to do with what you're eating, what you're putting in your body.
Okay. I know we only have a couple minutes, but what about C-Pros?
C-Pros is not something I have yet in my enzyme, something I'm looking into, but has been also very effective for inflammation. I have had such good results myself with using protease and amylase in my enzyme supplements that I have not yet used C-Pros, but it's something that probably something that we'll use later on down the line for sure. Protease enzyme in between meals is truly a miracle for arthritis pain.
Do you ever deal with Troy Opperle? He's at ERC. They manufacture enzymes.
What's the name?
ERC. His name's Troy Opperle. I'll send you his information.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to make sure and send you my book tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
So
and I'm going to call you and order
email,
some of that.
I'll get it. I'll your address, and I'll get it out there right away.
I'm going to order some of that stuff for that
order
bloating.
Order some of the enzymes. You can call my office, and we can get them for you, too, as well.
Thank you. Nothing's more miserable. I couldn't believe it. I now understand what people go through.
Now people, why people love enzymes. You
yes.
will be saying that as well.
Well, Ellen, you're great. Come back
Thank
sometime.
You so much. This
Thank
is
you.
Wonderful.
And come back on your new book sometime, okay?
Yes, please. Call me anytime.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Good night,
Happy
dear.
Happy New
Thank
Year.
You. Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.